Thank you. And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's your two favorite hipster DJs, DJ Crunchberries and myself, DJ J. Alfred. How are you doing this morning, Zane?
I'm all right. We were just started off, played a Mountain Goat song, Orange Ball of Hate, followed by BTFL with Sports. And Owen and I were just chatting about Boston Calling, which is coming up in a few months. And the act I was most excited to see, and Owen was also pretty excited to see, Modern Baseball, just dropped all their tour dates, including Boston Calling. So I'm still hoping that we get the jobs that we applied for there, but if we don't, I can't really say with confidence that I would still buy a ticket.
Which I think you're crazy for saying that, because if you look at specifically Friday, the first day, all right, $100, right? Say $100. Chance the Rapper, Bon Iver, Sigur Rós, we both like. You got Mac DeMarco, who's good. You got Car Seat Headrest, who's good. That's five good acts for $100. Very good acts.
That's very true. But out of those five acts, the only one that I would really pay to see would be Car Seat Headrest. And so, depending on how you look at it, I'm buying a $100 car seat headrest ticket, which is not exactly economically sound.
I've often said, don't spend $100 on a car seat headrest.
And we were also talking about how much of the Boston Calling audience is going to be people who bought $100 Chance the Rapper tickets and then also just sit around to see some other bands that they don't care about.
Right. They're like, yeah, Bon Iver, like, I've heard Skinny Love before.
Yeah, like...
Although, I'm looking forward to, if we do go, which I think is pretty likely, or if we work there, since we're in college now, we're both freshmen, for anybody who doesn't know. Since we're in college now, we can, like, be annoyed by high schoolers.
Oh, that's true.
We can be like, oh, these high schoolers, like, just wait till you get to college, and then, like, you can, like, live your life and, like, do things that you enjoy.
Oh, yeah, because we spent all of high school being annoyed by high schoolers, but now it's justified. Now we're above it.
We can say, hey, kids, get out of here.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about Chance the Rapper audience, like, start talking about high schoolers. Like, that's what you... That's the thing. It's just going to be a lot of people who, like, don't care about the music festival at all. Like,
also, like, just sort of on an unrelated... Like, I don't think I even like rap concerts that much. I love rap music. We both love rap music.
Yeah.
To an extent. I don't think I like rap concerts that much. I just, like, I don't know. I don't think they do it for me.
Well, you see a lot of articles on a lot of stuff like, you know, Pitchfork, which, unfortunately, I do read.
there's zero people.
There's a lot of stuff about where if it's like a rap concert, like usually a black artist, and then you turn the camera over to the crowd, and it's like a bunch of white college students, and it's
exactly.
But people say, you know, this isn't who the music's intended for, and like, I don't know. I think that's somewhat sound. Like, I don't think, you know, so, like, Kendrick Lamar is known as like a rapper, a black rapper for white people, because like it's very like, you know, it's like intellectual, and so it's, you get all these like college students like, oh man, Kendrick Lamar, dude, that's the real stuff.
Yeah.
And so you end up like, you see a concert, or like Kendrick Lamar performs at like, you know, all these big festivals where it's all white people, and like, from just having thought about that as much as I have, I would start to feel like almost guilty being in that crowd of like,
yeah, I'm not
like
sure,
people like,
crowd.
Oh wow, look
yeah.
at the, look at this, I'm so woke, like, right. Look at me listening, it's to like, J. Cole,
I like rap, yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah, J. Cole, I hope I never have to go to a J. Cole concert.
Why would you have to go to a J. Cole concert?
I don't know.
What are the circumstances under which you'd have to, like, who's holding a gun to your head?
Looking at the other days, so Saturday, the next day, you've got Mumford & Sons, who I don't like. I don't know if you, I assume you don't, yeah. The XX, who I also don't really like that much either.
I liked the first XX album, the most recent one that they just came out with this year, which I'm guessing they're going to be playing all the music from,
right,
is really pop. Like, not that they aren't like a pop group, but it's not even, I don't know, kind of lacks the uniqueness of some of their earlier stuff. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, let's go see the XX, yeah, or whatever.
1975, which, to my knowledge, is a band for girls. I don't think I've ever seen a guy that likes the 1975.
As awful as that is to say, I don't think I can say that either.
Okay. Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, I've never heard of them. And then, who else have I heard of? Danny Brown, who's good. Cousin Stiz.
Yeah, but I don't like. Local I can't go see Danny Brown.
No, I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't see Danny. No, he's up there.
Like,
let's make something clear. Danny Brown's good. I would not go to a Danny Brown concert.
What's I would have no place in a Danny Brown concert. If you're standing around a bunch of other tough students and they're all wearing the Danny Brown fan hype beast clothing. Yeah. I just can't stomach that. It's not, I don't have it in me.
Same goes, I would be out of place at a Cousin Stiz concert as well.
I don't even know who Cousin Stiz is.
He's from Roxbury.
Oh, really?
That's the only reason. I mean,
That would make me look enthusiastic. Like, it's cool to see, like, a Boston music festival with Boston artists.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It sounds like I wouldn't fit in there either.
Then you look at Sunday. For people who are skipping church to go see Boss Calling.
For any heathens out there listening.
You got Tool, Major Lazer. I don't really know Major Lazer.
Major Lazer in 2010 was like
the boy.
It's not what I listen to all the time now, but it's like it was unique. Like, it's like electronic. It's like party music, but it was unique stylistically. It had like Jamaican influence. And then, you remember they came out with, a couple pop songs that were, all over the radio? And it just kind of got...
Just watered down.
Yeah, it just became, another, indistinguishable act. So I don't care for Major Lazer.
All right. The sad story of Major Lazer. And then Weezer, who I guess is still kicking around. Cage the Elephant was good. Run the Jewels.
If we want to talk about rap for white people, let's talk about Run the Jewels. it's good. Run the Jewels.
As soon as I said that, I knew exactly what was going on.
I like Run the Jewels very much, and I would not insult anyone for liking Run the Jewels, but
call a spade a spade.
Yeah, you have to have some self-awareness about that.
Self-aware. Their music is self-aware.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's a break. Oh, well, the Hotelier is on Sunday.
Too. Yeah, and that's another band that I would definitely pay to see. But I would not pay $100. Well, the guy from the Hotelier was performing in Somerville on Wednesday, but I had a final a midterm on Thursday, so I was
responsible decisions. We make them.
But and he was performing alone, so I don't know how good it was going to be.
Where are they from? Worcester? They're from Worcester.
They're from Western Mass. It's not. They're from a town that I had never heard of in Western Mass.
Okay, so every town in Western Mass,
pretty much. But I don't know. That's another one where it's cool to see a Boston act. But
yeah. Yep.
All right, we can go back to the music now.
Yeah,
you've had our hot take on Boston Calling, on every single artist and why I hate them at Boston Calling.
Except for modern baseball.
Why I hate them now.
All right, moving on. So, yeah, we'll be back in a couple minutes, folks, and enjoy.
These implements and texts designed by intellects of X to find. Evidently, there's so much that hides. Divine in ancient feeding lines, their sentiment is just as hard to pluck from the vine. Some no money.
long time, long time now since I've seen you smile, and I'll gamble away my fright, and I'll gamble away my time, and in a I'm
Reflected in your eyes, I think it's time to go home. under you. See this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
welcome back to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You're listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage. That last song you just heard was Anyhow by the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And a special thank you to Roy from Malden for calling in and requesting that song.
Yeah, before that, you heard Voxtrot with The Start of Something. Before that, Deer in the Headlights with Bad News. Then before that was I.O., a Boston band with their song Noise Floor, really cool. Kind of experimental rock kind of thing. No singing, which is a change of pace for the show, but it's interesting. Before that was Beirut with their song Nant, I think you announced it.
You're the French guy. I would guess.
Then before that was The Shins with Saint Simon. Yeah, and that's where we are right now on Entry-Level Hipster Garbage.
And a quick reminder, if anybody wants to call in and request a song, the number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
So yeah, it's Monday, and Owen had an interesting encounter over this weekend.
I did, yeah. So my roommate was gone this weekend, which, nice to have the room to yourself, but I did miss my roommate. I love my roommate. And so on Saturday night, I fell asleep, set an alarm for 9 a.m. I was going to wake up at 9 and get some stuff done. So my alarm goes off, and I wake up, and someone in my roommate's bed pokes their head up. And I thought, that's strange. My roommate's gone for the weekend and isn't coming back until very, very late Sunday night. Who could this possibly be? So I walk over and I open the...
Well, before that, you're...
Well, my first instinct was I thought I was dreaming. So I just decided, oh, I'll go back to bed and wake up and this will all be gone.
Because, you know, that's what you do when there's a stranger in your... You don't check, you know, let me make sure that this is a dream before I go back to bed and let this person continue to sleep in my room.
It made sense at the time, to be fair. So I went back to bed for like 30 minutes and then I wake back up. And of course he's still there because people don't just disappear when you go to sleep and wish them away. So I walked over and I opened the shades and he woke up and I was like, hey, can you please get out of my room? And he said, did I have shoes on? And I said, buddy, I don't know what articles of clothing you were wearing when you came in here, but I just want you to leave as fast as you possibly can. So he got up and he just left and came back a couple minutes later, knocked on my door and said, did I leave my wallet in here? And I was like...
You said he probably sleepwalked in there?
Yeah, he said it. He said, I must have sleepwalked. I live across the hall, or down the hall, and I guess I just sleepwalked into my room.
How would he have left his wallet? When he sleepwalks, does he get up and get his belongings, and then did he put them down before getting back in bed?
Well, yeah. The more we talk about the story and, like, sort of break it down, the stranger it really gets, because, like, why was my door unlocked? Why did this man have his wallet with him when he was sleepwalking?
Why was he lucky enough to find an empty bed?
How did he track down probably the one room in the entire hall with the bed that was available to be slept in? Like, and the door also unlocked. I don't know. And, like, it's so strange.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we talked about, like, I feel like it's a bad evolutionary trait that someone came into my room in the middle of the night and I didn't wake up. Yeah. That is not a good sign.
You're a prime murder target.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
easy.
Gonna be. I feel like I can't pass on my genes to like the next I just have an obligation not to do that now. Like you walk into a bear's cave, like he wakes up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm an evolutionary midget now. I'm worthless. Like,
you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, we can get back to the music. Yeah, Owen's going to give you one here, so.
Yep, yeah, we're going to start it up, so enjoy, folks.
Just whine and complain. In bed at the house.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage this week. Of course, I'm Owen, a.k.a. DJ J. Alfred, and I'm here with...
DJ Crunchberry.
And have a fantastic rest of the week. We'll be back here, same time, same place, Mondays, 11 to noon. And yeah, have a great week, folks.
Thanks for listening.
Any trace of normal blood, so the fingers feel drunk, erasing any prospect that the rest of life will feel less numb.